It's been 5 years since the New South Wales government overhauled its school scripture program and introduced ethics classes as an alternative. Now, the first generation of pupils are senior in high school. Both teachers and students say the classes have changed the way they think and interact. Alison Branley spoke with some of the program's first participants.
Well, I've never participated in religious education. That's just not something that I personally believe in.
In primary school, Newcastle girl Emily Joncourt was among the students whose parents chose to withhold their children from state school scripture classes.
But we actually weren't allowed to learn anything. We couldn't read, we couldn't do any kind of homework or anything like that. We just had to sit in the room quietly.
Upset by the lack of opportunity for such students, a group of parents lobbied for the introduction of secular ethics classes. It's been 5 years since Emily participated in one of the first classes in New South Wales at Newcastle East Public School.
Walking into the classroom, and it was set up very differently to how our regular classes were. Like, we were asked to sit on the floor as an alternative to sitting at classroom desk, and I found that that made it like a lot easier for discussion to flow. The main thing that I probably took away from it was how to like search for things on a deeper level and kind of question things rather than just jumping to conclusions.
Now in Year 10, Emily's been able to apply the lessons she learned in ethics in both the classroom and schoolyard.
Yeah, probably not so much now, but in the past with little petty arguments with friends or whatever, rather than letting it blow up into something bigger, just being able to kind of reflect and go, well, you know what, actually, there's a better way we can deal with this problem before it gets out of hand. How about we just take a step back and look at other alternatives.
Her stepsister Charlie has also applied those lessons to her own life.
So in our animal like unit, that animal welfare that we did, we talked about a lot of stuff, and I'm actually vegetarian. I'm vegetarian now, like just because of some of the choices that I've made, even like day-to-day things like that'll come and you just choose the more like ethical response or way to deal with that issue. And kind of think about the whole general situation, like in any kind of situation.
Their former principal, John Beach, agrees. He witnessed a shift among students as Newcastle East Public rolled out its scheme.
Yeah, look, I think there have been subtle changes. It's all about respectful listening, rational argument, keeping cool, even though you have strong beliefs about things. And those are the areas that we've noticed an improvement in. You know, we've seen children more acceptance of the views of others, even though they might disagree with them. And I guess tolerance and that kind of active listening is a very, very big but perhaps intangible benefit of the ethics program. So, yeah, I guess I could say there has been a change in their behaviour.
At the inner city school, ethics enrolments outnumber scripture students by up to 3-1. It's despite moves by the New South Wales government to make it harder for parents to enrol their children in the classes.
And it was only after parents indicated to you in writing that they would like to withdraw their child from scripture, at that stage then you could make them aware that ethics was available as an alternative.
Did that impact numbers at your school?
No. It's a very articulate and very intelligent community, and they just knew what was going on.
A tightly controlled syllabus and training also meant Mr. Beach didn't have complaints about the teachers.
Whereas with scripture, there doesn't seem to be an agreed syllabus. And the sort of complaints that I've received over many years as a principal, it's when individual zealotry took over and people teaching scripture started to say things that were really way outside the scope of small children, that complainants started to line up at my office door.
New South Wales is the only state that allows ethics as an alternative to scripture classes. It's now taught to more than 32,000 students at 430 schools across Sydney, the East Coast and Western Ranges. Leonie Johnson is chief executive of the group Primary Ethics, which runs the classes.
We don't actually try to increase the uptake of ethics in schools. We sort of have a strategy of responding to demand. So wherever parents ask for our program, we work with them to find volunteers to deliver it.
And with such positive reviews from participants, it's clear that demand looks set to keep growing.
Alison Branley with that report.